No doubt all 4,420 in attendance were delighted to learn about the release of the new brochure, Return to Jehovah. You will be pleased to know that the brochure is available for download now from Convention Releases page on jw.org. To get to this page, go to Publications, then Featured Items. At the bottom of Featured Items page, you will see a section for Convention Releases. The new brochure is also available in the latest version of the JW Library application. We request, however, that you please allow those attending later conventions to enjoy learning about this new release when they attend their convention. If you wish, you may receive up to 2 printed copies right after the concluding prayer. This may enable you to share a copy with an inactive family member or friend. We would like to remind you about the arrangements for distributing convention releases to elderly and infirm ones. There are a number of distribution points with signs that read, "Releases for Elderly and Infirm." If you are neither elderly or infirm, please obtain your brochures at other locations provided for the general audience. We are glad to inform you that audio recordings of the brochure Return to Jehovah has also been prepared and can be downloaded from the Convention Releases page on jw.org. Any Braille reader attending the convention or someone representing him should go to the chairman's office after the session for information on receiving a copy of the release in Braille. Our appreciation for the perfect model set by Jesus has definitely been enhanced by each part presented on today's program. What can we anticipate tomorrow? In harmony with the scriptural theme for tomorrow's program, namely Romans chapter 15 and verse 5, we will be guided to have the same mental attitude that Christ Jesus had. As a reminder, tomorrow's program begins at 9:20. Please remember to bring your lunch with you so that you can remain here on the premises and enjoy the association of your brothers and sisters. As we stand and sing our closing song, number 121, we are reminded how our association together builds us up. The song is entitled, "Encourage One Another." After the song, Brother Bill Pulowski from the Inglewood Congregation, Edmonton, will express our thanks and prayer. Again, that's song number 121.
God, we humbly approach you. In a prayer of thankfulness, we certainly can see how you have fulfilled your promise of being a grand instructor to us so we can be taught to benefit ourselves as we come anticipating a wonderful program, and certainly it's surpassed even our expectations. You've brought a level of teaching to a new high so that we can benefit and that we can certainly imitate your Son. As we think of how important it is to do this, it not only brings happiness to us, it attracts others to the truth, and certainly we have a future because of the life that your Son gave in our behalf. So Jehovah, it's been a wonderful program. We think of all the good things we've learned. We've been, our minds have been reinforced, hearts have been reinforced on how our music is worship to you, and we want to be able to do this in our congregations, to be able to sing and express our thanks to you. What a program it is, too, to realize that there's many that can come back, and we have information. We've been taught how to welcome these ones who have left, and we want them back in the organization, sheep, to be able to be with us and join with us in true worship and give praise and honor to you. What a wonderful program it is. We have so many things to talk about, but we thank you for the fact that we've had many volunteers and we've had those prepare parts, all hard work that we've benefited from. So truly, you've blessed us in so many ways with your Spirit, and no doubt you're behind your organization and the governing body as we receive this program from their direction. Thank you very much for everything, Jehovah. As we go home, may we reflect on what we've learned. We want to also drive safely. We want to have a good rest so we can come back and enjoy one another's association and enjoy another day tomorrow. So with this in mind, Jehovah, we thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts, and we recognize that your Son's life is for our sacrifice, or for the sacrifice of our sins, so that we can have forgiveness. So we thank you now, and we ask our prayer through Jesus Christ. Amen.